to Hafner is really quite incredible. Insight into the construction of his men's magazine and the parts that have made it so cutting edge are also gone into in great detail, with Hafner offering candid descriptions of how things came into being. Personal moments and tragedies also take center stage in one man's amazing, tumultuous life. Slight nudity takes nothing away from this story, but also shows the attitude of one man and his ability to try something new and live his dream. Besides all the beautiful women and celebrity glad-handing, viewers will be awestruck and spellbound by this telling portrait of an intellectual giant who managed to move sex out of a closet and behind closed doors into the mainstream. Hugh Hefner, playboy, activist, and rebel, is a must-see film for those who like reading the magazine and those wanting to learn about values, morality, culture, religion, and political machinations of the United States from 1953 to the present. That's why, on a scale of 1 to 10, Hugh Hefner, playboy, activist, and rebel, gets an easy 9. That's a show for today. This is Robert Waldman for Reel to Reel at the Movies. Thanks for listening to CITR FM 101.9, and we hope to see you at the movies real soon.
BBC Audiobooks now present a unique glimpse into the last days of pirate radio in the 1960s. Incredibly, this recording was found at the bottom of the sea, in the recently discovered wreck of one such floating radio station. It has been carefully restored, thanks to the work of archivist James Goss, and is now played here for the very first time. Due to the age of the recording, the sound quality may vary.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. And if you can hear this, then one of us is going to die.
lovely. Broadcasting on 101.9 FM CITR. The show you're listening to is Shameless. I am one of your two very talented and glorious co-hosts, Jonathan Brown. Here with me, as always, is...
Natalie. I always feel so awkward when you do the intro and I just have to say my name. You could be like, and also with Natalie, and I'd be like, hi, instead of just Natalie. I'm sorry.
Should we do it again?
Let's do it again.
Okay. One sec.
Oh, now I made it even more awkward.
Oh, that was really nice. Arcade Fire from Montreal here on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. They playing the Pacific Coliseum on September 28th from their very fine Suburbs record. I'm your host, Jonathan. Here with me is Natalie. Oops. Oh, I screwed up again. One more time. We've had enough of that, haven't we?
I think so.
My bad.
It's over and done with.
So how's your summer been treating you, Natalie?
It's been good. Summer filled with summer things. Beaches, sunburns.
Boons. It's almost over.
It is. 1 week left. Well, just over a week.
I felt a good theme for this show would be a death of summer kind of show.
Oh.
Or retrospective, maybe. Yeah, that's less sad, isn't it? Though I do like sad music and sad movies, too. So I think moving on here in this top of the show, Arcade Fire, their Suburbs record, probably the anthem of the summer, maybe. Fantastic record.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, it's definitely made the rounds.
Absolutely.
And we've also seen a great movie this summer. Several times, in fact.
More than once, that's for sure.
Really wrenches the heartstrings.
Aw.
This is Scott Pilgrim.
Such a great movie. Everybody needs to go watch it.
And you should show up early to watch the trailer to another fantastic movie called Devil.
By who? Who's the amazing producer of this wonderful-looking film?
Twist. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, that's not much of a twist.
He's not trying anymore, is he?
I don't think he is.
The hilarious thing is both times we've seen it, the audience has just burst out laughing. And apparently it's quite the phenomenon out there. People laughing when they see this trailer.
I'm glad I got to witness it.
Firsthand.
It's pretty amazing.
Twice. So in honor of this great movie, which is, in fact, if you didn't know, based off a song by a Winnipeg band from the 90s, Plumtree.
The whole movie is based off the song?
The whole movie is based off the comic. The comic is based off this song called what? Why, Scott Pilgrim, of course. Later on the show, we'll be talking with fine band Like Animals Again, who are playing the Cobalt on the 3rd. But first up, Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree on 101.9 FM. CITR, Shameless.
We'll be right back. of the incident was posted on YouTube.
Until now, Canada's internet has been an open network and a level playing field for free speech and innovation. All that is under threat. A handful of companies want to limit what you can access on the internet. In May, SaveOurNet.ca led a successful campaign pushing net neutrality to the top of the Liberal Party website. Now, both the New Democratic Party and the Liberals have official policies supporting net neutrality. In addition to that, the CRTC has recently issued new rules intending to prevent the actions of some internet service providers from limiting certain types of traffic and content on the web. But the battle does not end there. To tell the government that net neutrality is a vital part of our democratic society, and for more information, visit www.saveournet.ca. This message is brought to you by SaveOurNet.ca and CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's go! on your perception of music and art. I took it to heart. I used to defend your manic transitions from a jovial chat to a preteen on smack. I'm casting a spell on the new constitution. She's an elf giving birth, driving a tangerine hearse. Now she's on the run from her own adversion. Resilient and green, mind you, she must not be.
Vancouver, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. The show on these airwaves is shameless. We had some You Say Party with Make XXX in that set. They play the Squamish Music Fest with the likes of Devo, the Decemberists, and Tokyo Police Club on the 5th of September. Also in that set, we had some Resilient and Green by another Vancouver band, Like Animals Again. They are defined as thrashing punk beats, effects-ridden synth melodies, Morricone-esque guitars and trumpets, with Baroque male and female vocals outlining their distinct sound. They play the Cobalt on the 3rd. We will hear this whole ensemble play many songs off their latest release, Comfortable Dungeon. So, on the line with me right now to talk about this craft is vocalist and synthesist Adam H.
Hello.
So, you guys define your sound as Baroque, a combination of Baroque classical and rock. Can you tell us how these sounds came together for you?
Yeah, it's an old friend of mine that decided that we were a Baroque band, not to reference Mr. Obama, but I guess a combination of rock and roll and Baroque music. I guess, I don't know, there's like some sort of Baroque counterpoint, I guess you could say. So, growing up as a little kid, you know, I took the whole Royal Conservatory thing and learned a lot of classical repertoire. So, that just kind of seeped in, I guess. You know, and it was like growing up and playing a lot of old school video games, too, that you might notice, you know, like the NES systems.
I did actually notice.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of really cool sort of classical 8-bit arrangements. One of the bands actually that really blew my mind when I was in New York was The Advantage. Have you heard of those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're insane. They do NES covers, you know, Mega Man.
Metroid Mario.
Yeah, I think they do some Mario, Donkey Kong, Zelda. You know what I mean? But with a like prog rock band, and that was sort of like a total eye opener for me. Like I just sort of like the heavens sort of opened up when I saw them play, and I thought, holy fuck! You know, this is so cool. Like why wouldn't we play classical music, but way more savage and in a rock pseudo rock ensemble. So. I guess that's partially, how that started to, those ideas started to culminate.
Yeah, because you've been, reviewed as being Baroque and rock, but I've also definitely noticed the video game sounds, like the 80s and a kind of a dreamy 60s kind of sound too.
Yeah. Well, on the record, we had the opportunity to play some really awesome vintage synths, or I did personally. And they're kind of like, you know, operating like machinery from World War II. You know, it's archaic, clumsy, hard to press the keys down, but like an absolute labor of love, man. Like the tone generators on like the Moog that I got to play, or the Pro One that I did a track in Red Light Studio with Scott Bell. The tones, it's just, it's so gorgeous, man. Like that's probably the 60s sound. The 80s sound you're probably referring to is the digital MS-2000, which has become another appendage of mine, I guess. Been playing it for about a decade, so it's just like my battle axe, you know.
Nice. Was the Comfortable Dungeon recorded at the Red Light Studios?
Partially, yeah. We did tons of the synth overdub. So most of the synthesizers you hear are from there. Some final lead vocal tracks and all the trumpets, percussion. Yeah, we had Dan Rees, our drummer, doing some percussion, and my friend John Siddall, who's a CBC radio producer. He sort of like guest produced our record with us, and he spent some time in Red Light with us, just sort of, I don't know, I guess more or less sort of overseeing the whole situation, providing retarded anecdotes that just like would completely like some kind of magic spell, just like it would just defuse any weird vibes, you know what I mean? Like he's such a pro, he's awesome. But John's also got a credit for doing some percussion on the album.
Nice. So yeah. This is kind of a heavy question because I know you're a very large ensemble, but how did Like Animals Again come together as a band? Like, how did you all meet?
Okay, well, I might, maybe I won't go to the beginning, but more recently, I guess it was my involvement at BCC, School of Music. I met tons of awesome musicians and a bunch of them with... a bunch of them who eventually sort of became Like Animals Again members. I guess Nicole Pruden was, she was the alto singer. She went to BCC, no longer in the band. Nikki McGrave was also a singer. She's in the UK now, which is rad. McKinney, he was our bass player. But those who stayed in the band from BCC are Lana Petrie, she sings the soprano lines, and she also, we do some dueling sort of synth live band on the record, and Dan as well. So yeah, it's like predominantly BCC school kids, I don't know, there's just something really addictive to playing with people who just like just keep up on a theoretical level musically, you know. It's definitely not necessary, but you know, I grew up playing with friends who, you know, we would teach ourselves theory back in the day, you know. But to actually be able to put a name to all these different methods and styles became, you know, more or less an undercurrent of the band.
This sounds very academic.
Yeah, it's kind of nerdy, but it's fun as hell. And there are certainly like free movements to a lot of the songs. Actually, we sort of try and open things up to expression, I guess, you know, because a lot of the parts are written, predetermined, but I don't know, the new stuff is starting to open up, especially, and we're jamming things out more to get feels, and then, you know, playing them, as opposed to, you know, here's my demo, you know, play exactly this.
Nice. So your shows have been described as being very carnival-esque sometimes, with a lot of costumes and the like. Can we expect more of this in the future?
I would love to just, like, wear the weirdest shit imaginable all the time. I mean, I do what I can on a day-to-day basis. For sure. Yeah, definitely. We're actually playing our release party, we had all these weird outfits, and people sort of described it as a zombie fest, some kind of like weird face-painted thrash t-shirt zombie sort of apocalypse. But I guess my original idea was that it would be sort of like a group of post-apocalyptic punk bards, you know what I mean?
Mad Max kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe a little Mad Max. We didn't have enough leather, not enough studs.
Oh, yeah.
Or buttless chaps. So, do they do that? No. No, they don't do buttless chaps.
Beyond Thunderdome might have.
yeah, maybe. For sure. There was definitely some erotica in that one. I don't know. I'm thinking like maybe cavemen next time. We could just dress up as Neanderthals. I don't know. What do you think?
Flintstones, maybe?
Yeah, totally Flintstones. I'm already like sort of a beast of burden, so that'd be, you know, driving around the car, you know, Fred, with his big bulky legs.
His feet, yeah, using brakes. So you've done a lot of shows too around town. Is there any place, what's the most outrageous place you've played?
Most outrageous place?
Yeah.
Being...
Maybe experience-wise.
You know, like, memorable or like, okay, like a show that we maybe leveled up, you know? Like an experience where our brain sort of expanded in one way or another, you know, something that you can't really define.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably be the... that was the Endowment Lands. We played a show, like we're still technically called The Rub. Still the same band, a lot of the same members. But we played this show out in the Endowment Lands at UBC in the middle of the forest. Our friend Andrew, also known as Laundrew, the gentle and kind, set up the show with his sort of moniker Allies Entertainment or something like that. And he put a bunch of bands together. Who was on that bill? Mohawk Lodge, I think, was on that bill. Sean Ramsey.
Oh, they're great.
From Unreliable Narrator. And No Gold was there that night. That was like one of the first shows I think they played. It's pretty rad.
It's a very diverse lineup.
But yeah, it was a beautiful show, man. Like, everyone who showed up was just like, kind of elated, and you know, aside from the drunkenness and whatever else, it was just such a beautiful show. The acoustics were amazing, just sort of fully amplified. We had like a fully set up stage with generators, and the sound is gorgeous, man. Just like rolling through the forest, it's like dense, soft. Like, kind of gentle tone, but it was loud and savage too, you know?
Where the wild things are?
Yeah, oh, fuck, totally, yeah. Those monsters would have gotten a kick out of that show, for sure. They would have waited until we finished playing before they, completely destroyed us. But, I kind of felt like a wild one that night. The beautiful thing is that we didn't get busted. That was the most beautiful thing. I just couldn't believe it. It was an anomaly.
So on the opposite side of the spectrum, you've ever done a show where like the audience was just like talking really loudly through it, or like, just wasn't really into it?
And not looking into it?
Yeah.
Well, of course, man, yeah. Just, there was so many shows like that, for sure. We got to play Sled Island last summer, and we were just super stoked to go out to Calgary to play shows, get a festival. It was just ill-attended. We played at, like, noon. We were the loudest band, and we opened up the set, I think. Like, we played first, and it was just all weird. The whole festival was rad, though.
I guess the kids didn't get drunk enough yet at noon.
No. Well, and maybe it's because I was too drunk. I mean, the first thing I could perceive, the only thing I could perceive of doing after a trip like that was sitting down and drinking free, icy cold Pabst, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. So, whatever. Sure, I forgot some lyrics. Sure, I stumbled, and sure, I made some lewd remarks. But what? I'm just human, you know?
Hmm.
Called them all gluttons, eating their fucking tubby dog, dripping down their chin.
Like a professional wrestler out there, goading the audience. Like the evil professional wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eventually, the good guy wrestler comes out. You can't say that.
Right, and then the bad guy gets his ass kicked.
Or if he cheats and then gets a low blow and then wins.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's more your style.
The low blow is that we damaged everyone's ears that day, I think. That was the low blow.
Nice.
But, you know.
So before a show like that or any show, do you have any pre-show rituals?
Pre-show rituals?
Yeah.
I guess. I write out the set list. I nervously, pull back a tall boy or two. And it just seems to happen naturally. They appear in front of me.
People are.
Not every time, though. Yeah. At the Little Mountain fundraiser or, what do they call them? I'm losing my brain right now. But, all ages shows, not so much. But, it helps set up the nerves and it transmits nervous energy into go energy. You know what I'm saying?
Got to set a good example for the kids, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just look like a corpse at the end of a really serious set. You know what I mean? Like it just takes so much out of you that you got to just get as pumped as you can beforehand.
Yeah.
One big ritual is to start out with like the most savage song that we have in the repertoire. You know, or one of them. Not only for the audience, but like for us too. It kind of gets us warmed up really quickly. So it served its purpose well. So that's something you can pretty much always expect. Unless you come expecting that, then we probably won't do that. We'll play like a Tom Waits ballad or something. The kid's depressed.
It's a good way to start a show. Nice and easy. So back to the music for a sec. How do you feel A Comfortable Dungeon differs from your debut release?
The EP was a lot smaller. It was shorter. It was a different lineup. It was quite a bit more mellow. The new one has elements of kind of jittery punk energy, I guess. You know, like energy, not so much stylistically, although our drummer has been pulling out the D beat live, which I'm ecstatic about. There's so much. It's so different, man. I mean, I'm sure there's some congruencies that some of the old pop mechanisms that I've harnessed in the past are still in there somewhere. They've morphed and they've mutated, but they've probably got a little weirder and a little more mutated, you know. Not to necessarily benefit their the word I'm looking for, evolutionary survival, but that's another story. So the songs have changed and it's longer.
And one song I was wondering about in particular I quite liked, Resilient and Green. Is that dedicated to anybody in particular?
Resilient and Green is dedicated to those who do what they love despite the fact that they don't know anything. I guess it was probably a personal reference, you know, like dealing with adversity, I guess, in a artistic scenario, or being an artist or being a musician or painter or whatever.
And that was Adam from Like Animals. Again, they play the Cobalt September 3rd. off of Comfortable Dungeon. This is Caffeine and Rhetoric on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Piglet's got wings. What does weight and diamond rings? And complications never fail to expose our common flaws. Fuck the empathy laws. In the flames, in the frost, on a hill, near the beach, either way we get lost. Your brain, it has changed, but it's the same. Seeps into the silence the darkness brings. To rest is to reminisce. With peace of mind, won't make the list. Deprivation challenges my view of fine specimens. Traction increases the pace. Thus adaptation finds its place.
Wish I had a boyfriend. Wish I had a loving man in my life. Wish I had a father. Maybe then I would have turned out right. Instead, I'm just crazy. I'm totally mad. Instead, I'm just crazy in the head. Maybe if I really try, follow my heart, I could make a brand new start in love with you. Wish I had a suntan. Wish I had a pizza and a bottle of wine. Wish I had a beach house. Then we'd build a big fire every night. Instead, I'm just crazy. I'm totally mad. Instead, I'm just crazy. I'm put in the head. Maybe if I really try all my make a brand new start in love with you.
Doing quite a delicious girls cover. That was Lust for Life by Vancouver's own Jody Glenham here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Shameless. And before that, we had Vancouver's own The Clockmakers, who were in the last edition of Shameless for a good, what was it, 2 minutes? Minute and a half?
About that. Right at the end.
That's radio on the fly for you. But still, we do enjoy their company. And if you want to be in their company, you can do so at the Railway Club, both Jody Glenham and the Clockmakers. Not together or anything like that, but August 31st at the Railway is Jody Glenham. And before that, on the 27th, also at the Railway, are those good lads, the Clockmakers.
It's Friday.
That is Friday. This Friday.
This Friday. So soon. Let's go.
Want to do it?
All right.
We can do it.
Done.
Having a busy week, aren't we?
Seems that way.
Going to see some dinosaurs tomorrow?
Yes.
I've had dinosaurs and pro wrestling on the brain all day because I bought tickets to both.
Wow. When's pro wrestling? That's not tomorrow as well, is
it? Not till October.
Ah.
Still.
Wrestling and dinosaurs in one night? Extreme.
That'd be awesome. I think those two shows go together quite well.
Wrestling Dinosaur Fight Club. There you go.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I saw this dinosaur show, Walking with Dinosaurs, it's called, a couple years ago. And from what I recall, you know, Jurassic Fight Club on the National Geographic Channel, it's really got my, you know, excitement for dinosaurs taken to a new level because they're so intense in that show. There's yelling. Tyrannosaurus Rex, and like the paleontologists get really into it. And the CGI is so good, they're like, they're all freaks. T-Rex's teeth are so big they can't fit in his mouth, so they're all yellow. But this Walking with Dinosaurs is cool too. You'll like it. You'll have a good time.
I hope so. Yeah, we'll see. I like dinosaurs.
Who doesn't like dinosaurs? Who? Perhaps other dinosaurs?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dinosaurs that get eaten by other dinosaurs?
Yikes.
Poor guys.
Also in that set, we had Like Animals again. Great to talk with Mr. Adam Horn. They're playing the newly renovated Cobalt on the 3rd of September. Hmm. We were talking off the air about the newly renovated Cobalt, which you were just at a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And, for the clockmakers.
Yes. It all comes back together.
Wow.
We're actually talking because, you know, it's quite a controversial venue in town now. Not that it wasn't before, but since it's been renovated, and you could almost say, quote-unquote, gutted for the masses. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I've been going there a lot more lately than I have in the past 2 years, since it was the old Cobalt. And definitely seeing a more diverse set of acts playing there. Which Mr. Adam Horn also referenced that he would never be playing there if it were still the old Cobalt. Mm. His band would not be welcome in those doors.
Nope.
Not punk enough. Gotta yell some more. But, hey, that reminds me of something as I rustle the papers. There's also, if you need your Cobalt fix, there's always Funky Linker Beans. And tomorrow night, No Bullocks and the RIP Cobalt Society present Vapid Swan Song Show. Vapid, good friends of Shameless. Had them on a few years ago. And they're doing their last show ever tomorrow night. With other friends of Shameless, Juvenile Hall, White Lung, and the Modern Creatures. Be a good time, I think. Very good time. At Funky Winker Beans, or as it will be known as tomorrow, Punky Thrasher Bolts. 37 West Hastings. Highly recommend it. Moving on, I'm feeling in a good cover mood. So I think this next cover, brought to you by the Nymphettes out of Montreal, are covering Jane Says by the Vibrators. You're on 101.9 FM, CITR, in Vancouver. Shameless, shameless, shameless.
just in case, so we'll rest assured. But you know the water is rising faster and getting hotter. I'm watching the sun. Voices of reason tell me to run fast or resell. But under the waves, an animal chooses and stalks its prey. The stall on the way is the one worst mistake you can make, because we all know it's everything goes and it's everyone knows that it all is a crazy shot. You keep moving forward. Nothing can swim, it's always. So die if we all stumble.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, just as the ad said, but this show, it is shameless. Broadcasting for the next 25 minutes. I know.
The time went so fast.
It's how it is when you're having fun.
I guess so.
/ getting pizza. And what do we have in that last set that is blew right by? Well, three bands who all at one point call Vancouver home when they're not out on the road doing what they do best. We just had the Makeout Videotape with their track Heat Wave, and the Nine Mile Zone, the Apollo Ghosts, with My Father Caught a Dirty Bank Robber.
True story?
Very true.
Wow.
They're always true.
Songs never lie.
And we started a set off with the Pack AD from their latest We Kill Computers. The track was Crazy. All three of these bands have something very great in common, and that is because they'll be playing the CITR-sponsored Victory Square Block Party. Yay. Summer cannot end until Victory Square has its block party. September 5th, where?
Victory Square.
You got it.
How did I know?
And they'll be playing with the likes of the Transmitters, Lord Beginner, and the Radio Zero DJs, who play in the station Fridays at 2. Victory Square, it's a hell of a good time. I go every year it happens.
Are you going this year?
Yes. Yes, I am. Are you?
No.
I think you will.
I think I'll be in Edmonton.
What are you doing in Edmonton?
Taking an exam. Blarg.
It's a long way to go to write an exam.
It is. Well worth it.
Online class of all things. Sorry to discuss your personal business on the radio and all that jazz. But you have to admit there's some irony to that.
A little bit. Ah, well. It'll be fun. West Edmonton Mall. White Ave.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy me some records.
No.
Maybe some Star Wars action figures.
Buy some for myself.
You're off the show if you don't.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Can't kick me off. I quit, but not really. Just kidding. Wait. What? Stop looking at me. I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, I got something that's going to fix you right now. My good friends in the band Cairo. It's a SoCan show. Let's get everyone I can some money.
Nice.
Thanks, government. The song is great for many reasons. It's very well made. It's very catchy. It's good tempo. And it's called A Hot Minute at the Tech Noir. Perhaps you're familiar with the movie called The Terminator. And Sarah Connor. Why the Terminator attacks her when she's like 30, I don't know. Could have came when she was like 2 years old. Much shorter movie. But anyway, she goes to this really cheesy club where everyone's dancing badly. The Tech Noir calls the cops. They say we'll be there in a hot minute. On 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Thank you. Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
Yeah. just don't believe. They choose not to believe.
Yeah.
To Miss Kellarisa here on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. The track Night Wind, as good a song as any to end off the show. As a matter of fact, Kellarisa plays the North Pavilion at the Vancouver Public Library this Friday night at 9 p.m. Also in that last set we had some of the Roche Limit with Nightwalk. It's been a while since I heard from that dude. I'm sure he's okay. It's been a good show, hasn't it?
I've enjoyed it so far.
I'd tell my parents to listen to this show. I'd recommend it to people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Big thanks to Adam Horn for coming out. Adam Horn of the Like Animals Again, who plays the Cobalt on a third. Should be a good show. But now we leave you the same way we tried last time. With the Doves. It's a very... I don't know, what's a good word to describe a song called Catch the Sun?
And a sun-catching?
Sun-catching, yes. This is a very sun-catching song. See you in 2 weeks, Vancouver, when next we try and catch the sun.
Bye, Vancouver.
Every day it comes to this. Catch the things you might have missed, you say.